The Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
It is 33 after. It's a Thursday. Glad you're here for the conversation. You know, volunteering isn't what it used to be, strangely enough, but I think maybe that goes to the kind of people we have now compared to the kind of people we once had in this country. But volunteering is down overall across the nation. People not giving of their time as much as they used to. And this week, I call on you because the Disabled American Veterans are looking for volunteers. John Kleindienst is the National Director of Volunteer Services at the DAV. John, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Michigan. One of my favorite places to be. Thanks for having me on your show today.
What do you mean, one of
your
favorites?
Volunteer Week, and DAV wants to encourage your listeners to get out and volunteer for veterans.
Yeah, so tell me about that. What is that right now? We're right in the heart of it right now, April 23rd through the 29th, National Volunteer Week. What does it mean for the Disabled American Veterans? What are you looking for?
Well, one of our growing and critical areas of need is transportation. DAV operates a fleet of vehicles around the country that provide free transportation to VA medical facilities for veterans at no cost to them. These vans are driven by our volunteers, and DAV helps coordinate drivers and rides.
So you get people, so some of the disabled veterans obviously cannot operate vehicles for probably a variety of reasons. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair to say. There are a multitude of reasons. You know, one, the funding is just, they don't have the funding to pay for the gas, transportation, whether it's Uber or taxi. And so back in 1987, DAV took this program over, and to date, we've donated more than 3,000 vehicles to VA facilities across the country. And the good people of Michigan have volunteered nearly 26,000 hours of their time in 2016 in regards to our transportation network.
Well, that is obviously very helpful because one of the things that we hear, at least here in the civilian population, because I'm not a veteran, obviously I have my opportunity to speak to many, but is the loneliness you feel if you come back from being in country somewhere else and you come back here, a big sense of loneliness is a challenge for all of these folks, correct?
That's correct, Steve. And with that comes, you know, DAV implemented a program back in 2007 called the Local Veterans Assistance Program. And that's an opportunity for civilians or veterans to get involved with volunteering in their communities. And that's as easy as taking a veteran grocery shopping, running some errands for the veterans in your community, doing a little bit of yard work, painting a veteran's home. Those are just a few examples of ways that a veteran or a non-veteran can fulfill a promise to the men and women who served our country.
All right, so if somebody wants to get involved, number one, listen, I want to tell them this a couple of times. They want to get involved in Michigan or wherever they may be listening today, because you have listeners all over the country now, but wherever they may be listening, how would they track down a place to say, listen, I've got some time, I can do some driving, maybe I can do some other things. People have different talents they can share, of course, so give me an idea. Where would they start?
Well, Steve, for helpful resources or to find out more about supporting veterans in your community, you can go to www.volunteerforveterans.org. That'll give you a plethora of opportunities to give back in your community.
And what other sorts of things besides, I mean, drivers obviously very important because people need to get to the grocery store, get to the doctor, get to the dentist, do whatever they need to do. What else? What else can people help with?
Okay. Well, children in our communities are very instrumental with volunteerism. A lot of children are required to donate so many hours of time before they can graduate high school. DAV awards a scholarship in the total amount of $75,000 annually to high school students who give at least 100 hours of their time for DAV. That's one way that the youth can or young people can get involved with volunteerism. And again, go to volunteerforveterans.org for other exciting ways for people to get involved.
So you can do all these things, and I greatly appreciate that. This is Volunteer Week, and John Kleindienst, I greatly appreciate you coming here because we want to be able to give back to our community, to those that have served, and certainly the disabled American veterans are among the most deserving, I think is fair to say.
Steve, I do agree. Thank you so much for the time on your show today, and I hope that everybody listening will give at least 1 hour of their time and volunteer, and ultimately they're going to get hooked on that and want to come back for more and more.
Thanks for
your time today, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it, John. Thank you so much. Disabled American Veterans, there's your information. You go, you know, help give back to those that have, they volunteered for you because it is a voluntary military, right? Volunteer military. So therefore they volunteered for you. So maybe you could give back and volunteer for them. There you go. All right. So in 2012 and 2013, the purveyors of doom were telling us that low levels in the Great Lakes were the result of, yes, of course, global warming. Then a funny thing happened. It rained. And then it rained some more. And then after that, it snowed and snowed a lot. And then the temperatures plummeted and the lakes froze almost 100%, the third coldest winter recorded in Michigan, 2013-2014 winter. And then another funny thing happened. The lake levels began to climb and rise back toward their average. The rains continued in 2015 and 2016. The lakes not only returned to their long-term averages, but began to exceed those numbers. This year, heavy rain coupled with spring runoff has sent lake levels soaring, in fact. So once again, the purveyors of doom are on the scene. The rising lake levels are a result of, yep, you guessed it, global warming, or as they like to say now, global climate change. Or global climate disruption, or global climate change disruption warming stuff. The latest dire warnings come along with a dose of Al Gore's special brand of fear-mongering that has made him hundreds of millions of dollars over the past 20 years. For my part, I'm going to go ahead and relax and plan my summer boating and beach-going fun for the whole family. I'm going to go ahead and let the global Earth Justice Warriors do all the panicking. I don't have time for that. I've got a job to do, and a lot of other things to do, like I think tonight's track practice, and then it's soccer games this weekend. I've got a lot of planning to do, and frankly, all their doom and gloom is really distracting when I'm thinking about the crystal clear waters of pure Michigan lakes like Lake Charlevoix, rivers like the Ausable, and streams and ponds. Lots of water, my friends, means a very happy, happy summer. Yes, yes, it does. Oh, and by the way, if you're truly wondering, and you can go find this for yourself, but if you're truly wondering, no, the lake levels of 2012 were not a record low since measurements began around 1860. And no, we have not eclipsed record high levels with the rising lake levels currently, no. You see, it's all been somewhere in the middle. 2012, near the bottom, but not a record. Currently, we're near some of the higher markings for water in the lakes, but no, we're not at a record. You see, they go back and forth. Sometime they set a high mark, and sometimes they set a low. And someday the record will be set again for either high or low, and then at some point in the future, it will be broken. It may take a short period of time, or it could take decades or even centuries. The point is, each time there is a record set, it doesn't mean we are facing a terminal situation. It's not time for doom and gloom, and the sky is falling and the end of the world. You know, take a breath. Enjoy the day. If you have the right frame of mind, you might just have a good time. It might be the best day you've had in a very long time. Skip the doom and gloom and enjoy pure Michigan because the lakes are full, and that means the summer is going to be terrific, at least for boating and beaches and running the dogs on the shoreline. All of the things that I love. And fishing. Don't forget fishing. Always good. 41 after. This is the Steve Gruber Show.